This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartruhari Mehtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both houses of parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday and will conclude on the 3rd of July. A retest of all the 1,563 candidates who got the grace or compensatory marks in the NEET UG examination was held today. According to the Education Ministry, retest was conducted in 7 centres across states of Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Meghalaya and Chandigarh. Out of total 1,563 candidates, 813 candidates appeared for the retest, while 750 did not appear for the retest. The decision of retest was taken by the National Testing Agency as per the Supreme Court's observation on the report of NTA's high-powered committee. The grace or compensatory marks awarded to all 1,563 candidates stand withdrawn. The results of those affected candidates who do not wish to appear for the re-examination will be declared based on their actual marks obtained in the examination conducted on 5th of last month. In Chhattisgarh, 2 jawans of the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, Cobra, were killed in an improvised explosive device, IED blast, at Sukma district today. Police sources said the incident took place at around 3 p.m. when the security personnel were advancing from Silgher camp towards Tekalguda camp. Both the camps come under the Jagadonga police station area. According to a statement issued by Bastar Police, the personnel of 201 Cobra Battalion were moving on a motorcycle and a truck when the blast took place. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has said that the third and final landing experiment of its reusable launch vehicle, Pushpak, was successful today. The landing experiment was conducted at the Aeronautical Test Range in Chitradurg in Karnataka today. The ISRO tweet on social media site X says, RLV Lexo-3, which stands for Reusable Launch Vehicle Landing Experiment 3, re-demonstrated the autonomous landing capability under more severe wind conditions. Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati today held a review meeting for analysing the results of the recently held Lok Sabha elections 2024. National level party officials participated in this meeting at the BSP office in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. In the meeting, BSP Supremo Mayawati declared her nephew Akash Anand as a political successor and also gave him the responsibility of the national coordinator of the party. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today participated in the 10th International Day of Yoga celebrations in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, UAE. Early in the day, he visited BAPS Hindu Mandir in UAE. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said it is a visible symbol of India and UAE friendship. He added it radiates a positive message to the world and is a true cultural bridge between two nations. The External Affairs Minister is on an official visit to the UAE. During the visit, he will have a meeting with his UAE counterpart on wide-ranging issues of the partnership. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, England beat USA by 10 wickets at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados tonight. Put into bat first, USA were bundled out at 115 in 18.5 overs. In reply, England overhauled the target in 9.4 overs without losing a wicket. Earlier, England won the toss and elected to field. In women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 6 wickets in the third and final one-day international at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening to register a 3-0 series clean sweep. And that is the end of this news bulletin.